Welcome to Liberate Your People Pleaser. I am your host, Brenda Florida, certified life coach, and you might be a people pleaser if you sacrifice your needs or your wants or your feelings to benefit someone else, or you keep silent when something bothers you or upsets you, or you're super critical and feel like you're probably your own worst enemy. Well, here's what I've got in store for you for this podcast. First of all, there's nothing wrong with you and you don't need fixing. What we need to do is leverage the superpowers of being a people pleaser, because there are definite superpowers. You are super intuitive, I am sure. You have great powers of empathy, the ability to read a situation and know what's going on with people and those around you. So what we're going to do in each episode is talk about ways to disempower the parts of it that are diminishing and don't serve us anymore, and level up or empower all those superpowers. So join me in the next episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. Welcome everyone to Liberate Your People Pleaser. So today we're going to talk about that very important idea, and it may just feel like an idea to you, of ideal love. The ideal love that maybe you have hungered for your entire life. There are many of us as people pleasers who did not grow up feeling that we had the love and the attention that maybe was what we really wanted, right? So as a child, maybe, you know, you didn't know any better. Like as children, we all think our environment is normal, right? No matter what's going on, it's the only thing we know. So it feels normal to us. And then as you grow up, you start to notice that maybe you feel invisible. Or another way to think of it is, you know, people will say they didn't feel like they were seen or heard. I know to me, it felt like this crazy deep invisibility, even though that didn't make a lot of sense logically. So there's always that twist in your mind where you're feeling one thing, but you're thinking a different thing. Like I got a lot of attention from my mother. I mean, there were a lot of years, you know, I really felt like I was her favorite child. I don't know if my sister saw it that way or not, but I really, you know, got a lot of love and attention from my mother. And part of that was because I was doing a lot for my mother and taking care of a lot of things and behaving in a way she wanted, right? So I was a super duper people pleaser. I didn't question things. I wasn't rebellious. I just did what I thought was right. You know, I was trying to be the good girl, definitely. And remember, I was raised in this super religious, very fundamentalist conservative church too. So I was doing all that, right? I'm loving Jesus. I'm asking Jesus into my heart, you know, so I can be saved from all my sins when I'm in second grade. And, you know, so I'm a total, I mean, my dad and others used to tease me about being such a goody two-shoes. So on the one hand, I had a lot of positive affirmation in my life. You know, teachers liked me. I always liked being teacher's pet. I'm fun. I'm, you know, lively and positive, and people have always been drawn to me, and, you know, I'm a fun, you know, kid and all the things. And inside, I felt deeply, deeply invisible. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s, probably, maybe even early 30s, before I could really articulate that. I just felt this big incongruency in my life, but I could never really explain it. And so as I began to understand these dynamics of being a people pleaser, and really that started for me, I guess I was in my late 20s, I had this beautiful aunt, she has since passed away, who gave me the book Codependent No More. And that was, I mean, that just opened my world to understanding what was going on in my life. So written by Melody Beatty, I'll put a link to it in the show notes Codependent No More. It's an old book. Obviously, I read it in my 20s and it wasn't new then, but it is still, I recommend it to clients all the time. I have reread it probably 10 times. It is so good about these dynamics of codependency or people pleasing. It's all kind of wound up in the same thing. And so I read that book and it was like, I'm highlighting like crazy, you know, oh my gosh, this is me, this is me. And so having that deep feeling of being invisible also meant I didn't really feel loved. I didn't feel loved for who I am. And, you know, my mother loved me very much. And so, again, I'm not trying to argue that. This isn't about, you know, blaming our parents for things or anything like that. I did not feel loved by my father. I didn't have a great relationship with my dad. We'll get into that, I'm sure, in a future episode. So I never really felt good enough, so to speak, for him, you know, or that I was the kind of person, you know, he cared enough about to love. But my mother, on the other hand, I did really feel loved. But after years of therapy and working through this, what I know now is that I also felt a lot of judgment from my mother. I felt like I had to be this perfect, you know, good girl version of me in order to get that love. So it left me with this hunger of wanting to be loved for who I am. And again, I couldn't always articulate that. So as you listen to this, if it resonates with you, right, it just has that feeling of, yeah, like that, I get that. Then don't worry about getting up in your head and trying to connect the dots to your own story yet, those kinds of things. That can come in time. It's just important that you notice the resonance, that sort of feeling of, I get that. I get what she's saying. Before you try to figure it all out, so to speak, in your own life. Because these types of feeling states, that resonance is an indicator of truth. And it's when we can, I like the word unravel that we can really be liberated, that we can really feel the freedom that we're hungering for. So in this thirst for love that feels unconditional to us, that feels like we don't have to follow all the rules to get it, or that we can actually break a rule and be bad, you know, whatever, and still be loved. The best way for you to feel that just completely unconditional love is to actually give it to yourself. And so while that may be a disappointment, you're like, Brenda, that is not what I started listening to this podcast to find out about. It is true, because you are your best resource to be the most loving, accepting, ideal mother that you could be for yourself. And if it feels better to you to substitute being an ideal father, please do that. So especially if you're a man listening to this, that may be more resonant with you. Or if you just felt, male or female, whatever, if you felt super loved by your mother but not by your father, then maybe it's an ideal father you're wanting to channel. For me, it tends to be that ideal mother, because in the sort of archetypes of masculine and feminine, which I don't go to a lot. Like, I think the way we think about those archetypes of the masculine and the feminine, we're sort of evolving past that. But anyway, that's another podcast again. So when you think of it classically, the feminine archetype, the mother archetype, is this receptive, nurturing, loving, you know, being. And the masculine, or the father archetype, is the doer, out in the world, you know, you know, those kinds of things. So that's why a lot of times in this area of unconditional love and really getting and feeling that love that you so deserve and maybe have felt like has been missing most or all of your life, that sort of archetype of the ideal mother is often what fits the most for people. So that's how I'm going to talk about it. But again, of course, substitute father if that is more healing to you. And so as I become my own ideal mother, and that's what I want to really encourage you to do this week, is really think about, one, what triggers you? What things happen in your day? They could be tiny things. Someone says something that's just a little bit off-putting, or you see something scrolling through social media that feels like an insult or makes you start to compare yourself. Comparing is the worst. We never win when we compare. So we look at somebody else's social media feed and decide they're prettier, more handsome, more successful, more something than we are. Okay. That's a trigger to open your eyes now. Okay. In the past, you might have dropped into that comparison, dropped into feeling not good enough, dropped into feeling unloved or unworthy or undeserving, even if you weren't thinking those words. That's what the feelings were triggering, which then start to trigger thoughts that match that. So instead of going down that whole rabbit trail, let's let our ideal mother come in and say what it is you need to hear from her, right? So for me, that would sound like, oh my gosh, honey, don't even go there. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. You have your authentic expression in the world, and nobody but you can be you, can sound like you, can say what you do, can look like you do, you know, can deliver a message like you do. Nothing, because you are totally unique. There never was a person like you, and never will be again a person like you. And I love you so much. I can't let you buy into this concept that somebody else is better than you are, or that, you know, you need to compare and end up feeling less than, because you are not less than anything or anyone. So that would be the sort of pep talk that my ideal mother would give to me. So you say it in your own words, right? It's whatever it is that you need to hear. And that's why it's so perfect, because even if you now have, you know, relationships in your life that are super loving, you have a wonderful spouse or partner, you have great friends, you have, maybe you have really fantastic parents that you can, you know, go to with things like that. As an adult, through your own experiences and your own wounds, there's just going to be certain words that feel better to you to hear. And you know what those are. Another person doesn't, right? They can't read your mind. So when we can be that ideal parent to ourselves, we can say exactly what we want to hear and allow that nurturing, allow that self-healing to occur. Because the only way to liberate ourselves from these dynamics of people-pleasing that don't serve us anymore, okay, those things that cause us to put ourselves down, to consider ourselves second best or in second place as far as importance goes. That's a lot of people pleasing is, you know, what everybody else needs is more important. What everybody else is feeling is more important than what I'm feeling. So that's always putting me in that one down. And the best way to take those aspects of us that where it's not serving us anymore is to just sort of unravel them. So it's not like a cutting off. We're not going to get rid of this, because there's nothing to get rid of. We are whole. We are, you know, wonderful, unique, whole spiritual beings having a human experience. So there's nothing to get rid of. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to fix. There are things that we can unravel so that we see them better, right? So think about a sweater and that one thread, that yarn, that gets unraveled, it no longer looks like a sweater, right? If you keep going, you know, if you think of that, whatever, on a sleeve or something, right? And after a while, it's a long piece of yarn. It doesn't look like a sleeve anymore, but it is exactly that, right? It didn't, you know, at what point did it stop being a sweater? I don't know. We don't have to argue that philosophically. But the point is, it just takes a different form. And that's all we're going to do with these things. We're going to unravel these triggers and these parts of people pleasing that aren't serving us. And we're going to create a different form with them that will serve us. And so part of that today is starting to get really aware of those triggers. What triggers me into second guessing myself? What triggers me into self-criticism? What triggers me into putting myself one down? Everybody else is more important, you know? And then approaching that with our ideal mother, our ideal parent, and giving ourselves the love and encouragement that is exactly what we're hungering for. So I can't wait to hear how this episode lands with you, how, if that resonates with you, and how you're working with it. So as always, I love your comments down in the comment section, and can't wait to hear how this episode can help you liberate your people pleaser. All right, thank you for joining me for this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. Hey, I've got three more things for you. One is join my private Facebook group, Liberate Your People Pleaser. We have lots of great conversations. I do Facebook Lives in there, drop in free resources, all kinds of cool things to support you in your journey to liberate your people pleaser. So the link for that is in the show notes. Second, I would love it if you would put a 5-star review on whatever podcast service that you found the podcast on. That would be totally awesome, and I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. And last but not least, if you've got a question you would like for me to answer or address, you'll also find a link in the show notes to do that. So submit your question and you'll hear me talk about it on a future episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. I'll see you in the next episode, everyone. Bye-bye.